Hello, everybody, and welcome to Golf vs. Golf, the hybrid podcast where we discuss, debate, and analyze everything in the world of golf and disc golf. I'm your co-host, Charlie Tinsley, and join with me in studio, Aaron Vellini and Anthony Vellini. Fellas, how you doing today?
Doing good. Anthony's back 2 weeks in a row.
He's on a streak.
I am on a streak.
And you played golf today.
I did.
Where at?
We'll skip it.
Don't want to talk about it?
No.
What in your best moment? Did you play any golf over the weekend?
I did, actually.
Where at?
In Michigan.
Michigan?
Michigan.
You took a trip up north, huh?
I did.
With world traveler.
My wife's family.
How was the weather up there?
It was amazing.
Is it?
It's like 70 degrees.
Which it's been pretty nice here in North Carolina as well. I have not played it in a while. Now, we do got a special guest who will not be coming on the show, but is here in the booth along with DJ B. Willie, and that's old Michael Garner. So shout out to him. And the Netherlands did well. However, Canada overtook them as the second country with the most downloads this week.
So let's come go, on, Netherlands.
Maybe it's Howie Mandel. He's from Canada, I think. Is Howie Mandel from Canada? Does anybody want to talk to me?
Yeah. There's a lot of good Canadians.
You know, that's this Canadian, Bill Shatner.
Do you know any... Who's the best Canadian golfer right now?
I have no idea. I don't know any golfer from Canada. I mean, I might know him, but I don't know that they're...
Mike Weir was from Canada, but he don't play anymore. He's on the senior tour,
he's old.
He's a little older.
Wait, who's from Canada?
I don't know. I don't know, actually.
I don't know. I know Thomas Gilbert.
You asked me if I played golf, but you didn't ask how I done.
How'd you
do? I played a golf course that I've never played, never seen before, and shot one over par. I shot 71.
Nice. Where? What golf course?
It's called Solitude Golf Links.
I've never heard of that.
No, me neither. But it was really, really nice.
Well, you're in Michigan. That's right.
What is it, like 2 hours from Detroit?
About an hour and a half. Yep. But then let me tell you this real quick. We were supposed to come back Monday, and we wake up Monday morning, get packed up, ready to go. We got a rental car. We got to take it back by 1:45. We get an email that says your flight has been canceled.
Oh, snap.
I have to work Tuesday.
Oh, snap.
You know? So we call, and they're like, never did give us a reason as to why they canceled our flight. So we was on the phone for 3 or 4 hours, and then we had to end up paying another day for a rental car. But then American Airlines reimbursed us for the car, and it was a whole big process. But I had to take yesterday off of work, so it wasn't.
Were they mad?
No.
They understand.
They understand.
They understand what goes on. Getting stuck in Michigan
Something
happens
about
all
Aaron
the time.
And his airplanes, though.
You got a curse.
Oh, my. We're not even going to
go into
that.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
I've never flew in an airplane, but me and Jordan went to Pigeon Forge. And we got in that helicopter, you know, those, you know, $20 ride things. And we about got hit by an airplane. First time I'd ever been in a helicopter, and we about got hit by a plane.
An airplane's not even close to the same, though.
Dude.
If you're at an airport, it is.
No, but this thing is so small, you feel everything. And the dude had a barrel roll out of it because we about got hit.
You flipped upside down.
Barrel roll?
That's flipping upside down.
Okay, maybe it was like a little
weird. You and your words the last 2 weeks.
I don't even know a barrel roll would be a helicopter
turn. He just
turn.
Slammed the joystick to the left, and we kind of went sideways.
That's like just turning really hard to the left.
Okay, maybe we didn't full barrel roll.
Are you sure you were not just playing a video game?
And then the pilot said some very...
When I think of barrel roll...
Choice words.
I see barrel going down the hill, rolling.
A barrel roll is like... I think you can do it in a kayak or something like where you just...
That's a 360.
No, you flip under the water back up.
Okay. Anyways, wow.
Sorry.
Chasing rabbits.
Here we go. Let's get to the golf versus golf discussion topic, an interesting one today, but we're going to talk about the perfect golf and disc golf course. Now, I want to start. Now, here's what I don't want. Let's not just name courses with this first question, because I kind of want to create our own course. Like, what would we think? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you four essential things, and I want y'all to do the same thing, four or five essential things you would need for it to be a great, perfect, if you will, golf course. And I'm going to do four or five things.
Do the elements count as well?
What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
not just like how
well,
the set
let me give you mine, and
okay.
You can see.
Okay.
And I think some of them will work, you know, between both. So this is my four elements or four things that I think makes a perfect disc golf course. Number one, variety. And what I mean by that is variety in holes. Some disc golf courses, all 18 holes are in a tight wooded area. Now, I like those, but I'm talking about the perfect course.
Right.
Some courses you play are wide open every hole.
That's good for me.
Yeah. And some of them are a lot of righty shots. Some of them might be a lot of lefty shots. Some of them might just be straight shots. It's just when I say variety.
Here we go. I'm glad you went righty and lefty on that.
No, I mean, it is what I mean by variety is wooded holes, open holes, and different shapes to the hole. Okay? So variety. Secondly, I like for there to be water involved. I think when you have like water as an OB, like you're throwing over a river or a lake or a pond or something like that, I think it adds an element to the course that makes it special.
That's dumb.
Well, you could lose your disc, but it adds an element of challenge.
And you could lose, you know, a stroke as well.
Yeah, but I like that. Also, I like elevation. Now, we're in Western North Carolina. The disc can do different things. So, like when you throw downhill, what disc you choose to throw is very cool. Or very, what's the word I'm looking for? Very, you know, you have to know what disc you're going to throw down the hill. And then lastly, unique features. The last Pro Tour played at Ledgestone, they throw around this huge water tower, and it's kind of iconic. And then they throw over this old bridge and these unique things. So I'm thinking in my mind, if I have those five things or four things, I guess, I think it gets close to being a perfect course. Variety, woods, open, different shapes in the holes, water as a hazard, elevation where you're throwing up and down. I'll tell you right now, probably one of my favorite holes in all of disc golf is hole number 17 at Boulders in North Cove. And
have we played that?
You haven't played that, but it was the old 18 tee box when it was a golf course, and you're throwing downhill.
Yep.
And it's a tight, but you're throwing downhill, and you just get to watch the disc fly.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite holes. So if you have that and a few unique features, that is the four things that I look for. So, Anthony, when you're looking at a golf course, what are four things that you think it needs to be considered a great or even perfect golf course?
My number one thing that I like when I play a golf course, especially for the first time, is I like risk-reward holes. So you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
Like, I like if they have maybe a par four that is drivable. And if you want to hit driver, you can. But if you don't hit it right, you're going to be in trouble. Or you could lay up. So I like that. And I don't know anybody that – you said water. I don't know anybody that goes to a golf course and is like, man, I can't wait to go back there because I got a lot of water. So
disc golf's
different, but, you know. And I also like a little elevation change every now and again because, for like you said, we got a hole at our place. It's, you know, it's pretty much down the hill. And like that par three at High Vista.
I'm thinking of the par three at Mount Mitchell.
Mount Mitchell's
that's
the same.
What I was thinking.
Yeah. Was it hole 11, par three? Number one, it's the most beautiful hole because you're perched up high and it's like you're looking at a gorge and then the green's just.
And it's one of those things, I guess, the same in disc golf is where you hit the ball and it's in the air forever.
Yeah.
And you can just watch it and it's great.
Number three at Silver Creek, another example.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then, I mean, anything else, you know, elevation and risk-reward for me is about the only two that I really, you know.
Well, okay.
Here's what I like. Let me go ahead with mine.
I wanted to add something to golf.
Here's mine. I don't want to go play a goat track.
Right.
All right, I need it to be nice. And then, you know, it ain't got to be Augusta nice. But it needs to be nice enough to where whatever I pay for it, I get my money out of it. Like, for an example, I played in Michigan. I paid $61 to play 18 holes. Seems like a lot.
Right.
But I will say it's probably top three, one of the nicest golf courses I've ever played.
Right.
The fairways were perfect. If you hit them in the fairway, you don't have to touch the ball. You hit it on the green. It's really – they're fast, but they're also receptive. So it was very easy to putt. And once you get the speed down, if you hit it on the right line, it's going in the hole. So I like that.
You would say very well manicured.
Yes.
Course.
Now, and I will say you got to have some money to keep them up like that. They air fired the rough up there.
Wow.
I seen it.
They if you had, don't know, for the disc golfers and maybe people that don't know, when you say aerify, explain what you mean.
It just pokes holes into the ground to let the grass breathe, and it doesn't die, and then it regrows.
Yeah.
So, and they've done it in the rough, and I don't know many places around here, if any, that do it in the rough. And it the rough was very very thick, and if you hit it in it, it was tough. It was tough to get out of. But I also like challenging golf courses. You know, a lot of these that we play, we get familiar with. But I'd like to go to a course and never see it and just play it. Say it's hard. I'd love playing hard golf courses because golf's hard anyway. So,
right.
Other than that, I mean, I think mine and Anthony's together is probably pretty good.
Yeah. Now, here's what I was going to say. Of course, when you're looking at a golf course, you want, you know, not many ball marks in the green. What sand bunkers? Like, are those a big deal to you when you go to a golf course? Because I've played them, and we played them before where their bunkers just wasn't taken care of. So we literally had to lay out.
There's not very many bunkers around here that stay up the way they need to.
Right.
And most of the time, from golf course to golf course, it's different types of sand too.
Okay, so on our golf trip, which is coming up in October, there's two courses we play, and I feel like they're two different styles. You have Cummings Cove, which is a very tight, technical mountain course. Mm-hmm. Would y'all agree?
Oh yeah.
And then you have Broadmoor, which is
total
open,
opposite,
long, links style course.
Not quite links, but it's closer than.
But Broadmoor does have some risk reward holes too.
They do.
Which one do y'all prefer to play?
Broadmoor.
You prefer the longer.
Yep.
What about you, Anthony?
If I'm playing by myself, I'll play either one of them.
Right.
You know, but.
Well, interesting. So, here's my next question. When I go to a disc golf course, and I've got to play a few that they play on tour, one I'm thinking of right now is the Hornet's Nest in Charlotte, which is where they have the disc golf pro tour. I have had it the past few years. It is an incredibly challenging hole. Now, what I like to do is play from the tees or the layout that the pros play just to challenge myself and just to see what they play from.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all like that when you go to a golf course? Do you like seeing?
Oh, if I was.
But we don't play really
well,
many.
So here's, I got something for you. They just had the FedEx playoffs is obviously happening, and they played the week before they started. They played the Wyndham Championship, which is in Greensboro.
Is that where y'all played?
No.
Oh.
So Sedgefield Country Club is where they played it, right. And they had a thing to where you could play it the Monday after the tournament. I mean, it was a lot of money. It was like $3,000 for a foursome.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I talked to somebody when I was playing that had done that, and he said that he'd done that a couple years ago, and the golf course is so beat up after the pros had been there for 4 days that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like it usually would be. And he said it was hard. He played it all the way back. If I was to play a golf course that the pros have played, to answer your question, yes, I would want to play it from where they play it from in the same conditions, just to see.
Same.
Okay. So here's my next question. And we can build – because I want to eventually – we've given the elements we like to our course, but I want to build a few holes. And what I mean by that is we're going to give what our first hole would look like on our dream course, what our last hole would look like, and maybe at least one or two more signature holes in there. And y'all can combine yours, and I'm going to do mine, and we can do that quickly. But before, I want to ask y'all this question. What is your favorite course you've ever played? Now, try to take all bias out of what you shot on that course, because sometimes you like a course just because, oh, I play well there. But, like, when it comes to, you know, the things you named as a quality golf course, what is your favorite golf course you have ever played?
East Hill, Linville.
Linville? You're talking about Linville Golf Club?
Yeah, Eceola.
At Eceola, up the mountain, right beside Grandfather Mountain.
Yes.
Private golf course. Some of the richest people.
The nice one in the world. Top three nicest as well.
Yeah. I think it was ranked like three in North Carolina at one point.
Probably so.
Mountain course, unbelievable private. That's your favorite course.
Yeah.
How about you, Anthony?
That is my favorite course as well.
All right, we'll pick another one because Aaron stole it.
What's the name of that course we played at the beach, Aaron, the first day? last year.
Down at Myrtle Beach?
Yeah. Do you remember?
The ones I played at the beach is Myrtle Beach TPC. That
Myrtle
was
Beach
my
National?
No. It was the I can't think of it off the top of my head.
So it's a beach course, though.
Yep, and it's really nice.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I just can't think of it either. I know what we're talking
Willbrook.
About. Willbrook.
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 That's the name of it. And we played it in February, and
It was nice.
Now, you're talking about, you know, holes. That's a tough. Number one is hard.
I didn't play very good there either.
That is a hard number one.
But it was nice.
But that was...
I think I shot somewhere around 90.
If I had to pick another one, not being biased, that's probably it.
Right.
Charlie, if I were to ask you, what would yours be?
My favorite disc golf course. Now, I thought about this because obviously I have North Cove, and I love the Gorge, and I'd probably say the Gorge at North Cove, which is the challenging, real challenging, because it's got everything I want in it. It's got elevation. It's got water. It's got wooded holes. It's got open holes where you can bomb. It's got everything. I'd probably say that, but since I work there some and we talk about it so much, I'm going to put those aside. North Cove, in my opinion, is the best facility, disc golf facility, that I've ever played at, that I've ever seen. I'm sure there might be some out there, but you got to go to North Cove because there's three courses. But if I'm talking about one singular course outside of North Cove, I would have to say Sugar Ree, which is a private course in Newland, North Carolina, up in Avery County. And this guy who runs it, in the back, he's got a Christmas tree farm. And you pull up to this guy's house, and super nice guy. And he has it's old school, man. Like, he's had it there since, not Super Bowl, but 2008. And you go back there, and he's just carved out his woods and his property. So you're in the woods. You have these extremely hard, tight shots, fair golf, disc golf holes, but then you got holes where you're coming out and you're just throwing over hundreds and thousands of Christmas trees and you're having to go get it. And then it just all kinds of features. And it's right in this guy's backyard. And it's kind of, I don't want to sound, but it's like magical when you're out there because it's kind of untouched because it's private. You know, it's not just anybody can go out there. You have to, you know the guy, email the guy and all that stuff. But it's an amazing course. And if you ever get the chance to go up there and play, I would definitely say, and there's probably actually like 30 holes up there, but amazing views, everything you want in a disc golf course, every shot you can think of.
And also the weather in Newland in the summer is.
Oh yeah. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah. It's about 10 degrees.
Mid 70s.
Yeah. All the time. So, and he's only open a very small, probably, I think just basically during the summer a little bit. But Sugar Ree, for sure, check that out.
Well, you don't want to be playing in the
Here's the
snow.
Thing. Here's the thing. It's only about 20 minutes, 25 minutes from North Cove. So I'll just put this out here. If you're a disc golfer, get you an Airbnb in this area. Hit up North Cove. Take a weekend. Hit up North Cove and Sugar Ree, all within driving distance, short driving distance of each other. You'll have one of the best disc golf experiences of your life as far as courses to play. So we've talked about our favorite courses. Now, I'm gonna not let y'all pick Augusta National here, okay? Because I feel like that's what everybody would pick. What course would you play if you could? I'm talking about last wish, bucket list. You get to play one course. Can't be Augusta National because I know y'all would say that. And I need y'all to be different. Aaron can't go first because you went first on the other one. So, Anthony, give me yours.
I've got a tie.
Just give him one because you might pick Aaron's.
St. Andrews.
St. Andrews?
Yeah.
Just because of the history?
The history and just because I want to play St. Andrews. And you can play it. It's public. But I'm not going to Scotland anytime soon. So.
Right.
And I'm not real sure how much it costs.
St. Andrews. So. Well, I mean, I understand that. The home of golf.
It's the home of golf. So.
Yeah. How about you, Aaron?
And if he don't say the one that tied for me, I'll tell you it.
Yeah.
I think I know which one it is.
It's Pebble Beach, but
– Pebble Beach, is that's located in California?
Yeah, and it's also public. You can play it.
For about $700.
Yeah.
So –
But St. Andrews wouldn't be my second one, but I'll just say
– What else would you put up
East
there?
Lake.
No, I was thinking like Bandon Dunes or somewhere out there in Wisconsin.
That's in Oregon.
Where they used to play.
That's in Oregon. Bandon Dunes is in
Oregon.
That's
not the one I'm talking about, though. There's another. Erin Hills.
Yeah.
Aaron Hills. They played the U.S. Open there a few years ago. I would love to play there.
I would. My next one, I mean, I could give you 1,000. Bethpage Black in New York.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's got the warning sign that says the black tees are extremely difficult.
Right.
That's where Brooks Koepka won the PGA at.
Wow. So mine for disc golf, and this is funny, and I kind of had this already in our show notes, but one of my good friends from Connecticut FaceTimed me. And he actually, we're about to do the giveaway for the throw pink disc towel and all that stuff. And he liked the post, so he's entered in on this. But his name's Rob Treloar, youth pastor, great guy. He'll come down for our youth workers conference here in a couple weeks, hopefully. And I've got to play with him a couple times. He FaceTimes me. And I'm like, what is Rob doing, Brother Rob doing FaceTiming me? And I look, and he's at the one course I want to play more than anywhere else, and that's Maple Hill in Massachusetts.
I remember you talking about that.
And he was in the pro shop. And he was kind of hiding the phone. He said, hey, guess where I'm at? I'm like, I have no idea, man. And he goes outside and shows me hole 18 of Maple Hill. And I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, it's an hour and a half drive from my house.
Wow.
So I want to go there. Rob, if you're listening, I don't have a plane ticket, but you can get me one, brother. I know you make the money. I know you make the big bucks. So get me up there, and we'll play Maple Hill. And I really want to go there.
What would be your second one?
My second one, I don't know. Probably there's one out in California called where they have the Masters Cup. No, not that one. Hold on, let me think. Okay, I know Idlewild, which is in Kentucky. I just really like that course. I feel like it's
left-handed friendly.
Yeah, left-handed friendly, and I'd like to go there and see what I could do. Or W.R. Jackson down in IDGC. Those are a few of mine. Golf courses. I think I would be with you at Pebble Beach. I just remember playing it on the mat on the game.
Oh yeah,
I think that's the
course just for number seven. Really
on the ocean.
Speaking of the game, shout out to Tiger Woods for making the cover of the new PGA Tour 2K23.
Way to go, Tiger!
Really?
Yes, he did.
As if he didn't have enough accomplishments,
right? And he don't have enough money.
Yep. Well done, Tiger. Well,
he needs to go to live.
He's
make
got
some
plenty
money.
Of money. He just turned down $800 million.
All right. So real last thing to talk about. Give me your hole number one and hole number 18. What would it look like on your perfect course? You get to design, no limits, no money limits, no property limit. You get to design hole one and hole 18.
I'm going to surprise you.
Well, here's my thing, though. We can say this, but nobody's actually going to visualize what you're visualizing. So.
Well, I mean, you can outline it enough for us to.
I'm going to surprise you.
Go ahead.
Well, surprise us.
Here's what we'll do. Anthony will do one. Aaron, you do 18, and then I'll do.
Okay. Anthony, won't you surprise us
my
with number one?
My first hole, if I was to, let's say I'm the owner or the whatever, my first hole is going to be as easy as possible.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because you want them to have a good experience, especially when they start.
Right.
If you make the first hole the hardest hole on the course, they're going to hate the course right away.
So are you talking about a par four?
I'm talking about a par four that's going to be probably straight away, probably no bunkers, no water.
What's the yardage?
Nothing. 375 yards.
Decent green, decent pin place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be.
That's kind of boring.
Well, you don't want to, like I said, you want to make the first one as easy as possible.
But where at in the country would you want it? Like what are you looking at? Like,
oh, it's going to be mountains.
You're doing a mountain course.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be in a Gobi Desert.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean what's the one? Torrey Pines has all them pine trees?
Yeah, I mean, but the surroundings are going to be mountains.
So you want a mountain course?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and maybe a few trees, but not like heavy trees.
Okay.
Now, when you get
is there a hole you're thinking about?
If
right
I'm designing
now?
A golf course, I'm going to make harder holes, but not the first one.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to have water, I'm going to have sand, I'm going to have tree-lined fairways, but I would want the first hole to be a good experience, easy hole to get started, you know.
Okay. 18th hole.
Okay, so I would imagine that if I'm building me and Anthony's building a golf course together, it's going to be a par 72.
Okay.
So you have two par fives on the front and two on the back.
Right.
And then you have two par threes on both sides as well.
Gotcha.
The rest are par fours. 18 is going to be a beast.
A par five?
It's going to be a par five. It's going to be a double dog leg.
A double dog leg.
A double dog leg.
Is that on the tour or is that just kind of silly?
They are, some.
Yeah.
I think it now it's going to be long. It's going to be
a bunker at every dog leg.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and I would position the tees to where you could hit it, try to hit it over the bunker to carry the bunker to be able to get home in two, or you could stay to the right of it, but you're going to have a longer shot trying to get to the green.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be a severe dog. I say dog leg.
Could it be the point if you took a driver, you could cut off the?
You could cut off the first dog leg, but then you're going to have a slight either left or right, either way.
Yeah.
A slight angle into the green.
What do you think about that, Anthony?
I like it.
It's gonna be long.
Well, here's what I think. I think, and what I've noticed, because that my 18's a par five too, and I'm going to tell you. Or I don't know if it's a par five or par four, but in disc golf, par threes are the more normal par.
Yeah.
So I like that because it gives room for strokes to be lost or gained and leaves room for drama on the 18th hole.
Yeah. And that's another – that's why I like it, because it's another risk reward for me.
Yeah.
You know, if it's right at the cusp of how far I can hit my driver, if I really get on one, I can hit it over that bunker, are you gonna go for it or are you going to – you know. Yeah.
And for us, it would a good number for – somewhere from RTs would probably be 545 yards, 550 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe from the back tees, you're pushing 600.
I mean, and 600, we're not getting home in two.
No.
Okay. So I like that. And my hole one would be Anthony. I like Anthony's. I don't like a hole one that's a super touchy shot, especially for tournaments, man, because I feel like you go out there and you're already nervous and you got to get the first shot out of the way. So I think I make – where you just have to hit a gap, not a super wooded hole maybe per se, but a par three, little over 300 feet, where you have to hit a gap, and the gap's probably about 150 feet down the fairway. So if you do miss the gap, you still have about 150, but it depends on how bad you hit the gap. But if you hit the gap, it's in your – you can make the birdie. It's very makeable.
But you could also make seven.
It's not going to punish you too bad. I'm not talking about that. Now, 18, I like the philosophy of making a beast. And here's what I have. I have a par four. You start in the woods. You throw out of the woods. Now, this is, you know, if I could imagine the perfect hole. You're in the woods. You have 250. It's a par four. You have 250 feet of woods. Now, a sizable gap where you can get through, but if you hit early, you're in the woods, and it's going to be hard to then get your par. But if you can get out of that 250 foot of woods, you know, a fairway through the woods, then you have an open area. Here's what's next. About 350 feet. So what am I looking at now?
That's 550 feet. Or no, that's 600 feet.
Are you adding the 350?
350 plus 250 is...
Three and two is five.
Yeah, 600
feet. 600
feet. Yeah. Maybe I need to make it a little longer. We could adjust it if it's a pro, whatever. The tees don't matter. But here's what I want the second shot to be. I want, if you get out, the only way you get a birdie is it's an island hole with a creek in front of it or some kind of water in front of it that's OB. And I'm talking about the creek 60 feet in front of it. So you still have to throw it a good ways to get it over, but it's an island and you have to. So then you have the choice. Do I lay up before the creek or do I go for it to get the island and make the birdie? And I think that right there would
be. But a sizable island if you get over the
creek. Yeah, a sizable. I would say not super sizable, 350 out. Let's say a 50-foot circle around the basket, like 50-foot. I think that would be amazing.
That'd be a challenging one for sure.
And if also.
Because it gives you the thing. Number one, you got to hit the gap. But if you hit the gap, do I? And now for the pros, you would have to back stuff up. And
then you're not out of the woods.
You're not.
Oh my gosh. You see what I did there?
But yeah, I think that would be very – that is kind of my dream hole.
So, number – going back to that, if I was to build a golf course and I'm on 17, Aaron makes a beast on 18, I'm probably going to have an island green on 17.
Right.
Two tough finishing
or
holes.
Or a drivable risk-reward hole on 16 or 17.
Yeah, and then have an island hole somewhere.
I would definitely –
and maybe call it the bear trap or something. I'm joking. Anthony knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like that. There's other signature holes I would want to. I mean, I like a hole where you can choose a fairway.
Yeah, I like that.
Like you can either go left or right.
And there are a couple of those on tour.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So I would definitely have something like that in my perfect course. But anyway, we've got to play a lot of good courses. We've got to do a lot of stuff. We're about to get into tournament talk, but before any – wait a minute. Do we want to give the giveaway now?
Let's do it last.
Okay, tournament talk. So, we had picks. Do you remember your picks? Because I picked a number,
a random number,
and it seems like I'm the only one that gets my the golf picks right.
My guy missed the cut.
Will Salatoris, did I say his name right? Happy Gilmore's caddy, as my random, and he won.
Yeah, he did.
His first ever.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Because, I mean, I think it was me that gave him that. But anyway, who was my actual pick? Tony Finau?
Yeah.
And then your kind
of – mine was Victor Hovland, but my guy to win the actual – FedEx Cup was Rory.
Is Rory still in it?
No, he missed the cut this weekend, but he's still in it.
Okay.
But he didn't get no points.
So, Tony, how did Tony Finau do?
He finished top 10, I think.
Yeah, he had a chance to win.
My pick was Scottie Scheffler, and he also missed the cut.
Wow.
So,
who was your
JT Poston? He played good.
He did
the
play
first
good.
Day. He was on top of the leaderboard first day. But he probably finished top 20, I think.
Wow. So, let me – as of right now, because I'm not – you continually get points.
Well, Zalatoris is on top now.
He's
number one now.
As long as you make the cut, you get points.
So
it's double points because Zalatoris won.
How many more weeks do we have left of this?
This coming tomorrow starts. Well, it's going to be today when you're listening to it, but it's this weekend and then next weekend's the Tour Championship. They may take a week off. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But there's two more events.
So
Zally T has overtook Scottie Scheffler's number one.
So can you read off the top 10 real quick?
So Zalatoris, Scottie Scheffler went to number two. Cam Smith went to number three. Sam Burns, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Sepp Straka, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, top 10.
So Rory's still got it. I told you.
So look, but my two picks are in the top 10, in the top five. What's Tony Finau?
Tony Finau is number five.
I've got two picks.
Well, and here's the good thing. Cam Smith is not playing this week.
So what is that? How is that a good thing?
It's a good for you because whoever he's going to drop out probably the top 10. Maybe not. But if them guys in the top 10 win or come close to winning because Cam Smith's hip.
Oh, wow. He's having.
So he's taking this week off and will play in
so
the Tour Championship.
So we've all got somebody in the top 10. And Charlie has two.
Let's go, Rory.
Charlie's got two in the top five.
Wow. So where do they play at tomorrow?
And my other guy, JT Poston, is 25th.
I think it's the BMW.
BMW.
It's the BMW.
Are you looking at it?
It's the BMW.
It's the BMW.
All right. Well, we'll continue to update.
And that's
you
in Wilmington.
North Carolina?
I think so.
Let's go. Y'all ready?
For what?
I got
to
work.
I'm going to Lexington
this work
Saturday.
All weekend.
So just a few more hours.
I could get in.
What was the deal on the disc golf?
So, my boy Ricky Wysocki took it down.
Did you pick him, too?
I did.
We
didn't do picks, but I would have picked him because he won it the last 2 years. He's been playing good. He was due one, and Ricky took it down. And then on the female side of things, you had Missy Gannon taking it down. And great tournament.
Her.
Yep. She beat Paige and Kat and all the other women. She's getting hot right now, and the World Championships are 2 weeks away or 3 weeks away.
So about the same as the FedEx
Cup.
Yeah,
so coming up is the Des Moines Challenge. I think Paul McBeth won it last year. I'm going to go with Rick again. I feel like there's a chance for Ricky right now to win this tournament, Des Moines Challenge, and Worlds. He's done it before. He can three straight. He's
I'm
that
going
kind of
with
player.
The guy who's got the long hair.
James Conrad. To win what? Des Moines Challenge.
Yeah, is he playing in it?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. James Conrad. Okay, he won the World Championship last year.
I watched some of him not too long ago.
Yeah, who you got for the Des Moines Challenge?
Too.
First of all, I'm going to correct my error.
Okay,
it's not Wilmington, North Carolina. It's Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm going to go and I knew that sounded weird. I didn't think it was in North Carolina. Paul McBeth, is he playing?
Yeah, he came in second in this past tournament to Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, McBeth's –
which that's a chalk pick, I'm sure, but
– yeah. But so is Ricky. Ricky's number one.
So is Will Zalatoris. You know.
All right. That's it for the tournament talk. All right. One more segment, and then we got the giveaway. It's time for
– hey, real quick, where's Simon at? Is he, like, fell off?
No, he didn't. I don't think he had a great tournament, but he's still in the top 10 in the U.S.
Okay. Simon Lazotte.
So get the music ready, DJ B. Willie, because it is game time.
JB Willie. Y'all know what's funny?
Hold on, music.
Every time he hits that button, that head starts bobbling.
I love it. It's my favorite thing about this. So, now, we haven't had game time in a while.
We have not.
And I did not prepare anything. But
guess who did?
Anthony Villani.
Yours truly that has not been here. But I'm here 2 weeks in a row.
Amen.
So this is game time. And I'm going to give – it's mostly for Aaron because it's golf.
Yeah.
But I will give you a chance, Charlie. And how we're going to do this is there are 12 correct answers.
What?
Okay.
Just hang on there, Roadrunner. So it's going to be who can get the most out of the 12.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. Do we want to do this to where
here's what we do.
We want to put $5.
Let's go alternate.
We can alternate it.
I'll say one, he says one.
I like that.
And then we continue to alternate, and if you don't get one, you don't get a point.
I like it.
And I love that.
All right. And if you guess twice and you miss it, you lose.
What do you mean if you guess twice?
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay.
This is my game.
It's your game. Whatever.
Because you can't just start guessing people. Okay. I mean, you can't.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Am I going to know some of these?
Flip a coin. Anybody got a coin?
Heads or tails, Charlie?
Here, I'll flip my phone. That's tails.
Heads.
All right.
All right, you're first.
Charlie's first. All right, so there's one that's very obvious that Aaron would get right away. So here we go. There are 12 golfers in the history of golf who are one major short of a career Grand Slam. Okay?
Okay.
Name them. So Charlie, you're first.
So that means winning all four in their career.
In the career.
There's four of them.
There's 12.
Oh, there's 12. There's four majors. One
is very, very easy. And if you don't get it first,
Aaron. Phil Mickelson?
That is correct.
All right.
Charlie's got one.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm going to be horrible.
All right. And for a bonus point, tell me which one he's missing.
He's got the Open.
Do I get a point if I know it?
He's got the Masters. Yeah. So it's either the PGA Championship or the U.S. Open. U.S. Open.
That's correct.
All right.
That's
look
trash.
At Charlie and his Phil Mickelson knowledge.
Now I better get a bonus too because he's already
I just
ahead.
Told you you would. Chill out.
He would. The last one he won when he was old was the Open, the British Open, right?
Yeah, that's like 2013, 14, something like that. 12. Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is correct.
The PGA.
Wait a minute. Can you tell us how many of the 10 that's left are still playing?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me.
Give Aaron another point.
Yeah, it's Jordan Spieth and
PGA.
Well done.
So out of the rest of them, there's one.
One?
There's one guy still playing.
God, I don't know any of the old golfers.
That's unfortunate.
Okay. Lee Trevino.
That's a good guess.
Lee Trevino is correct.
Let's go. That was a complete.
That's a really good guess.
He's had six majors in total. Which one is he missing?
Was it? Tell me if it was in America or not. I'm kidding.
I know which one it is. I think.
I feel like he's got a Masters, right? I feel like I've seen him with a green jacket. He don't have the PGA Championship.
Nope, he don't have a Masters.
Dang. I was going to say it, you moron.
You don't get an extra point on his question.
Why?
Because that's not fair.
Okay.
Is he not wearing a green jacket and happy?
Lee Trevino's never
won
the Masters.
No, I knew it was the Masters. Nope.
Well,
all right, Aaron.
I'm trying to think of the one who's still playing today.
I know who it is.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I have a guess.
I'm going to say another one, and I don't know for sure if this is right.
Well, if you're wrong, Charlie goes.
Tom Watson.
Tom Watson is correct.
Oh.
He has 8 majors in total. Which one is he missing?
I think he's won like 5 opens.
What do you got?
I don't think.
Just pick one. There's.
I know.
There's
I don't
only
think
four
it's,
choices.
I don't think it's the Masters. I think it's the PGA.
It is the PGA. That was a lucky guess, though.
All right.
I knew it wasn't the Masters.
All right.
So I kind of don't want to say this because I feel like.
There's a couple of these guys that neither one of y'all will know.
I feel like he would have said it already, but I'm going to say it. Is it Rory?
It is Rory.
Oh, yes.
I knew that.
And what is he missing?
Well, I figured he's. He hadn't won a win Masters, has he?
That's correct.
Oh, yes. I am completely guessing.
It's 5-4.
It's 5-4, and I'm winning.
All right.
And now we're out. You're
out of active golfers. Now, one, two, three, four, Four of them are pretty well known.
Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer's correct.
AP.
And what did Arnold Palmer not win? He has seven majors in total.
It's probably the Open.
No.
Dang it.
5-5. He's missing the PGA.
Okay.
All right. Charlie?
Gary Player.
Gary Player is incorrect.
Yeah, he's won, he's only won two. Two of the four.
All right, Aaron.
I was feeling good about myself.
So
if I miss the next one, I'm out.
Well, we'll do – I like your idea of not doing that.
Yeah, that was dumb for you.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever –
Greg Norman.
That was not as dumb as Aaron's answer just was, though.
You're sitting there looking at him.
It's not Greg Norman. Don't even mention him on this podcast. He's a traitor.
I'm wearing a Live Tour shirt right now.
All right, Charlie.
I'm just kidding. I don't really know any old golfers.
Just think of old golfers.
And
you're probably going to be right.
Jim Furyk.
No.
Any old golfers.
Walter Hagen.
Walter Hagen's correct.
Walter Hagen.
He has 11 majors. What is he missing?
Masters.
That is correct.
That might have done it for me.
It could have. I mean, there's always hope for you, though.
There is always hope. Is there one name like Fuzzy?
Fuzzy Zeller? Don't say Fuzzy Zeller.
I wasn't going to. I was just wondering if there was one name.
There is a guy named that, but I don't think he's ever won a major. He might have, but not very many.
Oh, goodness. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint, Charlie, and it's not going to be a great hint for you, I don't think.
Okay.
Tiger passed this guy for the most PGA Tour wins of all time.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't
Snap.
Think so.
I don't know. Like, that Watson name sounds pretty familiar.
Tom Watson?
Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart got killed in a plane crash in 1999.
You just knew that off the top of your
head?
Yeah.
Yeah. After he won the U.S. Open at Pinehurst.
He won two U.S. Opens.
So about 2 months after.
So did he?
No, it was not Payne Stewart, unfortunately. He did have the knickers on, though. He made that famous.
Oh, yeah, with those socks and the hat. Yeah.
They call those knickers, right?
Yeah, that's what they call
them.
All right, this is getting boring.
I'm going to say this. Gene Sarazen?
Never again.
I'm thinking old golfers.
Okay, we need to think big-time golfers here. Have you ever?
Yes.
I know you've heard of Gene Sarazen, but is anybody else in here besides me?
Is there one named Faldo?
Nick Faldo? No.
Yes.
He's not one.
He won
the Masters.
He won the Masters twice.
I'll give it one more guess after Aaron, and then I'm done.
All right. And if not, I'll start giving you hints.
I right now cannot think of the guy.
You're going to be
Tiger
ticked.
Passed.
You're
going to
be ticked.
It's
not Gene Sarazen. Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh my gosh. Give me a hint on his name, please. I know
his
name.
No, you can't give him a hint.
Yeah, you got a hint.
All right.
Okay. Cole used to have these golf clubs.
Oh, he's got his own golf
clubs. That's the only – I mean, maybe not exactly him, but they were called this.
Ben,
I think they are, though.
Ben Callaway.
I don't know.
No. Come on, Aaron. We got to go.
Tommy Armour's.
That's correct.
I knew Tommy Armour.
He's got three majors in total.
That is not who Tiger passed.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I was just giving you a hint on somebody.
All right, okay. Give us the rest.
What did he
rest.
Miss? Just see if you can get it.
Oh, the U.S. Open.
No. You don't miss it anyway.
You said it like you
All right. Jim Barnes, which I knew y'all wouldn't get.
Oh, Jimmy B.
Tommy Armour, Walter Hagen, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead.
Sam Snead had the most.
Raymond Floyd.
Yep. Sam Snead's the one that Tiger passed. Raymond Floyd.
Wow. Hey, listen to this, though. Listen to this. I just now read this. This is hilarious. The elite Grand Slam of majors clubs. We couldn't end this post without talking about the elite club these golfers are trying to gain entry to. Those who have done the career Grand Slam, there are currently five golfers who have won all four majors.
Hold on. I think I know.
I know.
The career?
No, listen. Listen to the question.
Okay.
The elite Grand Slam of majors clubs. We couldn't end this post without talking about the elite club these golfers are trying to gain entry to. Those who have done the career Grand Slam. So, Gene Sarazen has won the career Grand Slam.
Okay, so get out of my face.
That's hilarious. Gene I just now seen it.
You're acting like I said.
Ben Hogan. I was trying to think of
Ben Hogan is one.
You're acting like I said Brian Scalabrine.
I know, but it's hilarious that you said that and he actually had won them all because I didn't think
so
he
you're
did.
An idiot.
So, sorry.
Yeah,
and then Tiger,
I apologize
Tiger,
for not knowing
Jack
my
Nicklaus.
Tiger, Jack Nicklaus,
Gene Sarazen, who
Gene Sarazen, knows. Which everybody knows apparently.
That's what I when he said that I'm like,
there's
does Aaron not know that he's
Gary Player. It's the other one.
Oh, cool. Yep. All right. So, fun game. All right, last but not least, giveaway for the disc. Now, there'll be two giveaways, so two separate numbers. Read off all the entry, the people that...
I'm going to give everybody a shout-out that liked it. Now, I will say also give a shout-out to Josh Jarrett for the email.
For the email.
Yeah, which was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I was dying. All right, so TJ Madden, BJ Morgan, Joel Mancuso, Christy Jones, Bob Blankenship, my wife Dejan, Josh Maddox, Zach Wilson, Bryce Hensley, Shannon Smith, Jess and Chess Brown, Brandon Krause, Drew Price, Blake Young, Brittany Tinsley, Charlie's wife, Lindsey Wilson.
Shout out.
DJ B. Willie's wife. Zach Wilson, no kin to the Wilsons, DJ B. Willie. Rob Treelore, Roman Greer, Dickie Crisp, Charlie's mom.
Love you, Mama.
John Wittenmeyer, Charlie's brother. Your family really supports you in this. Yeah. And Josh Jarrett.
Josh Jarrett.
So hey, we have a random, DJ B. Willie has a random.org, and it's numbers 1 through 22. So the first number that is going to win is number 18, which is Rob Treelore.
Rob Treelore, man, I hope you're listening.
And this is not set up. I promise you, this is random.
This was the guy who FaceTimed me from the favorite course. And I'm glad he's getting it, man.
Now he definitely has to take you now.
Yeah, I know.
Now you definitely have to pay for shipping to get it to him.
Oh, snap. All the way to Connecticut. All right. Well, Rob, text me if you'd rather have the Rhino or the Mirage disc. It's a Rhino or Mirage. So let me know which one you want.
All right. And then the last one is going to be number 15 is Brittany Tinsley.
What?
This is acting like it's set up, but it ain't.
It is not. It is not I set up. I had nothing to do with this. So Brittany, my wife, who is also a player of the disc golf game.
And
so,
DJB really, really wanted it.
I'm sorry,
bro. You should have took notes in your head at what number your wife was.
You don't have
to
worry about shipping now, that one.
Oh, right, yeah.
So that's always good.
She might still make me do it, though.
Hey, thank y'all so much for the likes on Facebook and the email from Josh Jarrett. We will shout out you again for the email.
Yeah.
I read it like 6 times. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it was
so.
A good one. All right, that's it then.
But we do... email is golf versus disc golf. Spell it for us, Charlie.
golfvsdiscgolf@gmail.com.
And then Facebook is golf versus golf.
And please, if you're listening, follow the podcast. Please follow the podcast. Help us out. Like it. Do whatever you can.
Yep.
We are continually growing. I'm looking at the stats now. And thank you for your help. And that's it for tonight, right, yep. Fellas?
Like, share, comment. Tell us what we can do better. Reach out to us.
Gene Sarazen has won all of the majors.
And if you have any topics, send them in, all right? Here soon we'll have another interview. I've got someone lined up that I think y'all will enjoy. So, till then, whether it's swinging a club or throwing a disc, go play some golf.
We're out.
We're out.